This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Morning, Foxes. How the devil are you? How's your day been today? I hope you're well on this tremendous day. Remember where you are, the 20th of August, 2023. It's World Cup final day for the Lionesses. Millie Bright, Mary Earps, Rachel Daly, Lucy Bronze, do your stuff. Go and win it for England. But you know what day it is. It's Sunday. It's 9:30 a.m. So it's time for the famous Foxes Aftermath Show. Run by the fans, for the fans, and your opinion matters. So come on, get them comments in. Let's get going. It's kickoff time. Come on, you Foxes.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Are you ready for the show? Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. We want your views, we want your comments, so join us live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, all. I need this cup of tea this morning. It's been a hell of a weekend so far, and it's only going to get worse or better, depending which way you look at it. Morning, Mark. How are you? You're in Callum Yore this year, are you? You're not in Alcudia this year, but I think we're a bit more proactive yesterday than we were reactive yesterday. It's all changed now, hasn't it, pal? It's all changed. Right, I'm going to bring Reedy and Jono in. Reedy, good morning, pal. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
Oh, God, you look full of joy to spring you do this morning. And then, Jono, how the devil are you, pal? Are you good?
I'm good. I'm good.
Are you a little bit happier than Reedy? Because Reedy sounds a bit down in the dumps there.
No, I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing.
Reedy, we've won 4 out of 4. We're joint top of the league. What more do you want? 9 out of 9. There's only 3 more teams in the whole of the EFL. Sorry, there's only 3 other teams that have won all the games. Us, Gillingham and Ipswich. They are the only 3 teams. Come on, Reedy. Let's be positive this morning, Reedy. Come on.
I'm not going to deny that it's brilliant that we've won all 3 games in the Championship. But like Andy Meadows said, it was not the best performance whatsoever. And I will say again, it doesn't matter as long as you win. I get that.
See, I'm going to disagree with you totally about not the best performance. That first half, I thought we played some pretty decent football for the first time in years. And actually, the second half on stats was better than the first half. Because the first half, we had 4 shots on target, 2 shots off target, 60% possession, 5% corners. 5 corners, sorry. Then the second half, 2 chances on target, 7 off, 70% possession and 5 corners. We had 10 corners in the whole game. Which surely that means we were attacking more on the possession. We were attacking more. So really, how can you say it was a hard watch and it was boring and it was like watching Brendan again, who's your main man?
I don't know. I think
he's off.
I think really, for me, it just felt like we're doing the same thing every 2 minutes. And as much as it is about the patience and waiting to so it works, but I will say this, and I don't know if people agree, but we have not created one goal out of the three games we've won, creative goals. There have been either a brilliant performance from one player in the Coventry game, Mavadidi smashing it through a keeper, which probably shouldn't have gone in anyway. And then obviously yesterday, a penalty that should have gone down, and obviously a tapping basically. From...
If you look at the Marcel's goal, okay.
That was out of nowhere.
But did we create the corner?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Did we create a chance then? We created a chance.
Yes, but there's no creative chances in there.
So, really, we've scored 5 goals in 3 games and we haven't created any chances to score goals. What more do you want?
I'm just saying that we've not been creative in the attack to create them. Dewsbury all scored 2 brilliant goals on himself in the first game. Mavadidi smashed the ball into the keeper, which probably, again, shouldn't go in.
But they should have scored then. In the last 10 minutes, they should have...
Oh, yeah, exactly. But that's the quality because we're being Premier League and Championship.
Any Premier League
striker will be putting that away.
Really? I'm just going to brighten your day up, so make it 3-1. We're going to bring Lox in. Morning, Lox. How are you, pal?
I was really good until I started hearing Reedy speak.
I know. I've got a busy day and I wanted him to like cheer me up, but blimey, O'Reilly, Lox. Anyway, pal, on a positive point, we didn't do too bad. We got 3 points. That's all that matters, isn't it? We're growing in confidence, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I know where Reedy's coming from in terms, like, you can look at the game, you can look at how we're playing and you can find negatives. But I think it's a little bit narrow-minded to look at it that way. I think we're clearly building something. It's the start. It's his style. It's his style. It's how he wants to play. We know he's going to be stubborn with it as well, right? We know he's going to be stubborn with it because he's already said in interviews and press conferences that, you know, we're going to play the same way in the 10th minute at 0-0 than we will at, let's say, the 80th minute, 1-0 down. Like, we're going to play the same way. We're going to try and keep going at it. And I think how we play early on in the game, it tires the opposition out. That's why we're scoring so many late goals. It's not a coincidence that we've scored a late goal in all 3 league games. It's because we're tiring the opposition out. The amount of passes, short passes, long passes that we're doing, we're tiring them out. They're losing their legs, and that's it. And that's why we're scoring late goals.
Every Sunday morning, religion, death, taxes, and really being negative. That's
No.
I'm the negative one, but
the last 2 weeks, I've been quite positive about it. I think.
But like, why quite? Why quite positive?
What? I mean, I'm going to say this now, and you probably won't agree, but I feel like we've scraped every single one we've won. I feel like we have.
But the championship.
I'm happy to take that, obviously. I'm happy to take the scrapes. But
really, the championship is a hard place to get out of. Scrape your wins. If you're not playing well, John, I think you will agree with me. If you're not playing well and you still get wins, that's a sign of a good team.
Yep.
And the Championship is a hard division to get out of. So not playing well, yes, we probably would have been beaten if we played like that last year in the Premiership. But we're picking up wins, Jono, and that's all that matters at this time of year, confidence.
I mean, if we did this, like scraping wins and having last-ditch goals last season, we wouldn't be complaining because we'll still be in the Premier League. So thing is, we're still in first gear. I agree really by saying we've not been excellent and not hit our best form yet in the league, but if we're playing bad and still winning games, imagine when we hit four, imagine when we get Cody back, imagine when we get a better player, like more midfielder than Kasady is going to be starting in the team next week. He's going to be from the start. So we're only going to get better and we're still winning games when we're poor.
Jono, you're saying this. I mean, I watch it on the TV. You watch it on the TV. I'm not sure because Cassidy didn't really impress me that much. I know he only had 15, 20 minutes. I know he's only young. I know it's only his first game. but he didn't give me that impression that he was a really big star. Locks, do you think?
Yeah, I'm first game.
I know it's only 15, 20 minutes. Yes, I know it's his first game, but I don't know.
Indeed, he had a good game yesterday.
I will agree. When he came off, I thought we lost a bit of the attack. I don't know why. I feel like we lost. I was like, I even said to my dad, I went, Ndidi is coming off because he's just not good enough in the attack. But then he comes off and we've actually got worse. So in that's in my eyes anyway. But
well, yeah, I mean,
Cassidy did too much for me.
Ndidi's role there obviously it's about winning the ball high up the pitch. You know, obviously we know that his bet, obviously not as good as it was 3 years ago, but his best attribute is winning the ball, Ndidi. And I think, you know, just the long legs, really, daddy long legs. That's why he's been there. That's why he's been playing there, to try and win the ball high and start an attack. But I think Castillo will be able to do that. You know, he didn't light up the league last season with Reading. Obviously, he was only there for 6 months, I believe, or 5 months. But, you know, I think he'll start, mate. I think he'll start the next game. I know it might be a bit harsh on Ndidi, but look, he's come on. He has scored a goal, even though it wasn't anything special, the goal. Obviously, it was technically a tap-in. But I think he'll start the game. Enzo, we just got to trust in Enzo, mate, in my opinion. Like, Doyle's been good. He brought Doyle in. Mavadidi's been good. He brought Mavadidi in. Winks has been good. You know, every signing so far has been good. So I think we just trust him and give him a chance. See what he does.
I wouldn't take out Ndidi in the game. I'll take out Dewsbury Hall. I thought he was the only player I thought yesterday was horrifically poor.
Yeah, he was.
Indeed, he wouldn't have been playing yesterday if old DP hadn't got injured on Friday in training.
I've just looked at one of these stat apps on my computer and somehow Dewsbury got man of the match. So I don't know how that was the case.
Everyone's opinion. I mean, the Leicester website gave it Casadidi. I don't know why.
Because he scored
over the 90 minutes.
Casadidi, yeah.
Cassidy.
Well, whatever his name is. Cassidy.
It's getting confusing, isn't it?
Mavadidi Cassidy. Cassidy.
How do you pronounce it then?
Cassidy.
Cassidy.
No, it's not Cassidy.
Yes, it is.
Cassidy. Cassidy.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
It's like House of the Day in Spanish. Cassidy. It's not Cassidy, that's for certain. I forgot what I was saying now. What was I saying, lads?
You were saying Pratt got injured. So
oh, yeah, Pratt got injured. I think Ndidi wouldn't have been playing. But Ndidi in that forward role has been playing a lot better. Because if he makes a mistake, defensive midfielder, it normally costs us a goal. But if he makes a mistake at right midfield, he's not making that much of a mistake, is it? And there's people that can make his errors up. Just before we get going, Ross has been badgering me for the because he wants to have a go at Reedy. Reedy, Ross... You've got 2 or 3 minutes to have your say, and that's it, because you're outside at work. I don't want to get you in trouble.
I'm not starting till half 10 anyway. So.
Doesn't matter. You're only having 2 or 3 minutes, pal.
Okay. Right. I honestly, negative, man. What's wrong with you? Like, seriously, it doesn't matter how we win games. You know, I think it's good that we're not playing great at the minute and still winning. Imagine when we do play well and start winning, that's when it's going to be frightening for teams. You know, all these teams that have played against us are having a go at us because obviously we're adapting to the Championship still. They might still think, oh, they're not used to it yet. But obviously, the thing is, yesterday I thought Cardiff played really decent, and on another day, Cardiff would have won that game. You know, and to say that, you know, that you're just so negative, man, today. Ridiculous. I thought Jono was negative last season.
I had every right to be negative because we were catastrophic.
Just on that goal by Ramsey, I didn't mind it being such a stunning goal to be an equaliser. If it'd been a mistake or that, I know Dewsbury Hall could have done slightly better. Winks probably could have closed him down a little bit quicker. And Ndidi moved from one player to the other. Winks should have done that. But Aaron Ramsey's last goal for Cardiff was against Leicester. And he hasn't played for Cardiff for about 14 years.
We haven't really played Cardiff much, have we?
And his last goal was... Yeah, but that's how long he's been away. So his last goal...
At the end of the day, though, I think he deserves better than Cardiff. But at the end of the day, it's his hometown club. You know, he's going to help him try and stay up or get promoted or whatever he needs to do. But end of the day, you know, I mean, I thought Cassidy, I think he did really decent yesterday.
I agree with Ross. I thought he did.
He changed the game. I'm not saying he was extremely amazing. He had 20 minutes. And, I mean, if he can do that in 20 minutes, God knows what he's going to do in 80 minutes, 90 minutes.
I agree with Ross. I have to
be. What I saw of him, I know, like I said earlier, it's only 20 minutes we saw him and it's his first game. He just looked a bit slow on the ball. He wasn't, I don't know, sure. But I'll say, he took his goal well. You have to be in the box to score goals. And that's what Enzo wants. He wants his midfielders coming into the box, scoring goals. Dewsbury Hall's done it. Ndidi's done it. We've only, out of what? How many goals we scored? 7, 2 in the cup. So 5 in the league, 2 in the cup. Nacho's the only goal scoring, only striker to score a goal so far.
You know what?
All the others have been midfielders or wingers.
Well, it makes it interesting, yeah. I've just said, yeah, you've just hit the nail on the head then. Our 3 league games that we've won, none of them have been prep strikers. You know, you've obviously Dewsbury Halls, your Cassidy, your Butch Cassidy's, my dad's just put in the comments. And, you know, who else you got? Can we talk about Marcel Mavrovidou? Oh, wow. I mean, obviously...
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a wow moment. I don't think he's been very hit or miss in the 2 games he's played. I was hoping for more. But yes, the goal gave him a bit of confidence, but I don't think he's been that good. He's been very hit or miss.
I agree with you, Jamie. I don't think he's been...
Of course you agree with you. You're negative. Of course you agree.
I don't think he's been to the level. We need to get a right winger.
I don't think we need to get a winger. He just needs his confidence and he needs bringing into the game a bit more, Locks. I don't know whether you agree. I don't think he was given enough time on the ball yesterday. They weren't feeding him the ball that much.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on purpose, though, mate, if I'm honest. I don't know it. We don't know the full, you know, game plan and tactics. We will never know. But he creates a little bit of space. He's always pulling out someone out wide. But then he can do bits on the ball. You know, he scored that, which I think might have been a little bit of a freak moment. I don't think he'll be scoring any of them again anytime soon. But... even against Burton, mate. Against Burton in the cup, he looked good. But obviously, that's against lesser opposition. So, yeah, I agree. I agree. He wasn't anything special. I'd say he was average. I think it would be harsh to say he was rubbish. But I think he was.
Wow.
I think he was just average. He wasn't great.
He's a kid.
I will say. I will put this out and say that there's a lot of fans see different things from different aspects. People,
yeah,
like Nick yesterday on TV said Dewsbury was man of the match. FaZe was man of the match. Sorry, he was awful for me. He was absolutely awful.
I disagree with you. I thought he was great.
He made a couple of stunning blocks.
No, that's what I mean. From us at the ground compared to people watching on TV, people see so many things differently. FaZe for me was getting caught out a lot.
Yeah. Right, Ross, I'm going to let you go because you keep going in and out, pal. So I'm going to bring Tom in.
I'm it?
You're going Rotherham, aren't you?
Right. Well, that's ironic. I will be next week, that's for sure.
God, we've got more Ross next week. Oh, God.
More Ross next week. Ross,
listen.
Hawaiian shirt, blue like dye there.
Well, I'll feel like I'm at home next week with all of my people coming down. You know, so...
Bringing all the family with them, are they? I was going to say something there, but I thought not. I saw Tom laughing. I think he knows what I was going to say there.
Well, Tom's
waiting to come in. We'll all see you at Rotherham. I'm sure we'll all see you in that bloody...
I know, it's my long 7-minute train ride.
All right, pal. We'll see you later, mate. Be good.
See you in a bit.
See you later. Let's bring in Tom. Tom's been waiting patiently in the background. Morning, Tom. How the devil are you, pal?
Good morning, all. Yeah, good. What more do you want? 4 wins from 4 and sitting second in the league. Who would have thought that at the beginning after a stuttering pre-season? I think you've got to be happy with that, haven't we, boys?
Well, four out of the 5, Tom, are very happy. One is not so happy. We've talked about Cassidy and Marcel. What do you think of them? What's your views on them and even Mavidivi as well?
I thought Marcel took his goal brilliantly, bar that didn't really do enough for me on the pitch. I'll be honest now, he looks very lightweight. He doesn't look championship ready yet for me. He's a young man. He's got a lot to learn about the game. But for me, that right-hand side is still my weakest point on the pitch. We've got no one who takes his man on. If you look how many times he got the ball out wide, he didn't take his man off enough. And yeah. he wasn't creating much for me on that right hand side. I've said it after three games now, we need a winger. We need someone on that right hand side who's got the ability, like Mavadidi, can take his man on. He's got a bit of a trickery in him. The moment it comes to Marcel, he just stands on it and then pass it backwards. Not ready for me in the championship. He needs, for me, a loan. He needs some regular League One football. Wouldn't do him any harm to go and get that for me. At the moment, Tommy can't afford to do that without bringing someone in.
But like you said, though, Tom, that outs before ins, unfortunately.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And we are in a situation where we've literally got Marcella and McAtee, who are the only two right-hand-sided wingers at the moment. Both of them are very young lads.
You'd probably put Albrighton in there, but...
Yeah.
Again, I think we're going backwards then. I love Albrighton, but from what I've seen in the first three games, he hasn't got the legs and the ability now to get past a man himself. He can whip a ball in, and we all know he can do that, and we have seen that in games. But I think the way we play, you're asking your man to get to the byline and pull it back or be able to make those little darting runs behind the back line, and sadly Albrighton hasn't got the legs on him to do that anymore. For the match winner, why Fad slapped him around the edge makes me laugh every single time. Fair play to him. He came on. He looks like he's going to get in the box. Basically, what Emzo said he will do means that KDH hasn't got to get to the box as much and create the chance for him. And it was an interesting one. I say, watching on the telly when the referee didn't give the penalty and wasn't going to give a penalty. Haven't seen that now. Yes. He waves away the penalty claims. He does not give a penalty. He's not even going to give a penalty.
I've watched the highlights today on the Leicester website, and on the replay of the goal, you can clearly see the referee giving it that. He was not going to give a penalty no matter what.
It was a penalty, though, by far.
It wasn't. The referee didn't give a penalty.
But I'm saying that from my point of view, he got absolutely whacked down the moment he tried.
He might have got absolutely whacked, but the ref.
Shocking.
Shocking refereeing. And it wasn't playing the advantage, because advantage is a different signal. He just went like that.
Do you know what? It was.
What's a penalty? It was who got.
I was going to say. Do you think the Mavadidi in the Premier League? That Mavadidi one's a penalty. He made too much of it.
It goes down too easily for me in that situation. And I know something like you're saying, Lox. You've seen them given. I think it just goes down. I think the nowadays the laws, and I think we saw a soft one for Liverpool yesterday. I've seen it back. It looks soft at the time, but there is a trip. But I think the Vardy one is a penalty for me. He does get wiped out, and the ref got that wrong in my view. The Mavadivi one, the refs they're getting very, very back now not to give penalties for soft touches in the box. If it looks soft, the referees aren't going to give it. It's just something they're going off now. And obviously,
Jay, hold on a minute, Tom. Jay, we're not being negative. It's just been one person being negative at the minute. That's the only one being negative. All of the others are being quite positive. Other way, Jono. So four out of the five have been quite positive, Jay. You've just come in. We're just talking about the penalties. We're not being negative. We just disagree that we don't think it was a penalty. Go on, Tom. Sorry, I'll just...
No, it's fine. But like you say, like any good footballer, you play to the whistle, and the young man, well, he did play to the whistle, and he waits for the ball to break to him, and Cardiff are chucking the hands up, and he slams it in the net, and you're looking at the Cardiff players thinking that all they wanted was a penalty to actually be given to give the opportunity for the goalie to save it. But hey, fair play to him on his debut. Come on, we've got 20 minutes to go, 15 to go, and there's a few nice touches. I think once he gets to know the team more, we'll see a very talented young player there, but it's early days to start to say about it. And as for Mavadidi, another steady game for me. I think he's another one once he gets into the team and learns the way we're playing. And sometimes his decision-making is questioned when he goes back when you want him to run at players. But again, very, very talented young player. He's got the world at his feet if he wants to do it again.
I've been saying this for a while, Lox, about sometimes we try to pass it into the back of the net. What's wrong with taking a pop on goal from long range?
Well, we've seen it because Dewsbury Hall, Ian Atcho.
Oh, yeah,
took
we've a seen it. We don't do it enough.
I think we did enough yesterday. I think Ian Atcho
took one.
Ian Atcho hit the post. Dewsbury Hall nearly scored. The keeper just saved it for a corner. Doyle had one. I think. The first game of the season, Dewsbury Hall obviously scored a good. I think we're doing fine. I think, look, Enzo he has his style now. Like I said earlier on, he does seem like he is going to be stubborn with it. He does, and we've got to accept that. And I just think he probably would rather us try and walk it into the back of the net, you know, compared to taking shots from outside the box. But I think the players did it enough, because I mean, I've just named three there. I'm sure there was a couple more as well, but yeah.
One of the things I noticed watching on the TV, yes, we were busy at the bar and I saw bits and bobs of it, but the crowd didn't seem to be noisy at all yesterday.
You're waiting for the goals.
Even on the highlights I've seen, the crowd seemed so quiet, Reedy. It didn't seem to be. And this Union FS, what are they doing? I thought, what's happened to the singing section? Is it still there? Has it gone? I don't know.
It's still there for five minutes.
Again, it all depends on how the game's going. At the 85th minute, I was saying we're not winning this. We've not done enough to win the game in the aspect where we've not challenged them enough in the second half, in my opinion. So, and then, like I say, and then their chance in the last few minutes, wherever it was, that they should have gone and won it. So, the crowd go on what the game's going on. And the moment we scored, it went buzzing again. So
yeah, it's all right when we score, but we've got to be patient with the way we're going to play. Surely, though, I mean, Tom, you've been in that ground when the atmosphere's been absolutely buzzing and it's been fantastic. The stand's bouncing. And now it's worse than a bloody library sometimes, I think.
Can I just say, look, a few of you take a pop at the Union FF boys a bit too much for me. They are trying to get an atmosphere going, in my view. In my view, I sit next to them boys. I sit in SK1. My season ticket's in SK1 with a majority in there. You've got the singing section. They sing full 90 minutes, non-stop. They are singing, but it's a small pocket of the ground. Let's put it that way. It's a small pocket. There's a few then who sing in SK1 block next to me. What's the first block behind the going towards the goal? You get a few in there singing, but as you go round, it gradually gets quieter. You can't turn around and say, oh, what are Unit FS doing to me? Because they sing the whole game. If other people aren't joining in, then not much really you can do on that for me. It's down to the individuals in the ground to start singing, either joining in or trying to get other songs going. If they don't want to sing the Uni F songs. I just feel we're too quick to jump on the Uni F. They're trying. They are trying to do the TIFOs out of their own back and, you know, getting the money raised to do them. They try and get a singing section going. People want to join and they can. Can't keep us going back one and Union F to do, and that, you know, they're there in the corner. They're trying their best. Everyone else has to take it on their own responsibility to join in or try and get their own little songs going in the ground, like the L block sing, you know, there you go, L1 sing block. You know, it's down to everyone in the ground to get involved for me when the stadium is dead. I have seen the stadium rocking. I've seen the Champions League night. I've seen the League One, even League One title winning season. We were rocking in that ground was that season. Back to the first time back into the Premier League after we got relegated from Filbert Street, you know, when we got relegated that season, that first season back in, that stadium was rocking to get back to the Premiership. I generally feel, if you look at it before the 18 months, before that defeat to Forest, the atmosphere wasn't as bad. This last 18 months, the stadium, the soul, the spirit from the fans has been taken out, and it's just going to take time to get building back up. There's also still that little bit, the moaning, the groaning when we're trying to build up from the back. And I heard it on the telly yesterday. I wasn't in the game yesterday. I heard it on the telly moaning and groaning because it was taken slow. We need to, as fans, understand what this manager is about, yes, in my view. And yes, he made it quite clear in that first interview on Leicester TV, the way we are going to play, it isn't about getting the ball forward as quick as we can. The shouts against Coventry when I was sitting there, I was cringing. Get it forward. You take it too long. Get it forward. It's not the way he plays. It's not, you know, this is completely different to Brendan Ball, in my view, because there is a method. There is a way he wants it to play. You can see, I could see it against Coventry. I went to Huddersfield. You could see what we're trying to do. In all three games in the Championship, the first 45 minutes, we played it beautifully. The second 45 minutes, we looked an absolute shambles in the back. All three games are mirror image for me. Mm-hmm. The second half, we've looked absolutely shaky at the back. The chance Cardiff had when Romeo cut through four of our midfield and then he released away their striker onto Vestergaard. For me, that's not Vestergaard's fault. That's the central midfielder's fault. for letting him run through two, three men and letting him have the opportunity to slide that ball in when we know that's our weak link at the moment, that our centre-halves aren't the quickest in the league. But in all three games, we've done it. We've started the second half, the first 20, 30 minutes of the second half, really slow as a team. And the fans then start groaning. And that then obviously goes negativity because of what's happened with Brendan Ball. That's the reason for me that stadium isn't rocking at the moment. It's because everyone's so very nervous about us making a mistake on the ball because of the way we're playing. You've well, got must, to trust Enzo for me.
Must admit, watching it yesterday, them last 5 minutes before we scored, I was thinking this is only going to go one way. But I think that's me thinking of the past 2 years, of how it's been the past 2 years. I still can't quite get that out of my head. I remember us years and years ago when we used to score the goal and be 1-0 and that was game over. We'd won it whenever we scored the goal and we knew how to defend.
I said exactly the same, Jamie. 5 minutes ago, I said I could see Cardiff winning this. But that is because of the last 18 months and because of what I've seen with Brendan. Under, you know, Enzo, there's a mentality that we will not lose these games. We will go and get another chance, where I think we all sat there under Rodgers and like 12 months ago, like against Southampton, we would have lost that game. We did. You know, we would have lost to Cardiff yesterday. But there's a spirit. We've not played, you know, we've probably only played to 10, 20% of what Enzo wants us to play. Mm. But we're winning football matches and you can see what he's trying to do. That is the difference for me. And I think once it does click, that stadium will lift 20, 30% more than where it is at the moment and gradually hopefully go back to it. But at the moment, there's a lot of nerves between Leicester fans and that ground because of the way we're playing, because it's very similar to play from the back. You look at the goal where it came from. We took a short free kick with three men. We nearly lost it, but Jubal nearly lost it on the halfway line. And look at it, rebounded to him before he got the shot away. But even on that, the groans that we didn't get it into the box. You've got to trust what Enzo is doing. And the fans have got to get away from the nervous.
I trust him more than I trust the last manager. Jono, what were you and Elijah thinking the last few minutes of the game, doing the watch-along? Were you nervous as well?
We're very nervous. But, I mean, we didn't look like we were losing the ball. Like, if you're watching it, we're sat most of the last 5 minutes. After we scored, we sat the most of it in their half. Like, it wasn't like we were like absorbing the pressure on the goal line blocking shots. We were in their half, keeping them from coming back. So it's not like we were like crossing our fingers and toes, hoping the goal wouldn't go in. We were we were holding the game out in their half. So it's completely different to Brendan Ball, where we're praying they wouldn't go in. It's not now, like, we're just taking out the game and keeping Cardiff away from our goals. So I think it's completely different.
It's like we've rediscovered the dark arts of killing a game off locks, isn't it?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention something. I've just seen a tweet from, I don't know if any of you follow Charlie Carmichael on Twitter. I think he does stuff for The Guardian. He just tweeted, it seems there's a rift forming between Leicester fans. Those who follow football versus those that just go on a Saturday to have a few pints and shout abuse. The style of play is forward-thinking, successfully proven, and is getting us results. Trust the process. And it just backs up what Tom just said. Like, the groans. So I put a tweet out yesterday. There's somebody in K Block who was sat probably two seats in front of me, and he was literally shouting F off to Callum Doyle when he wasn't moving the ball quick enough. Same to Ricardo if he wasn't releasing the ball quick enough. And it's like, what is wrong with you to be doing that? Like, it was 1-1 at the time. We were still having chances. We were still on top of the game. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Just fair enough. You know, even if we'd lost three games on the bounce, right, I'd say, you know, still trust the process. It's early on. But, like, we've won three games in a row. It's clearly working. Well, yeah,
four.
I mean, in the league, yeah.
Four. We've won four. First time we've ever won four in the history. And 130, how many ever years?
Yeah, it's just frustrating, mate. It really is. It's like, you know, last season we would have done anything for a win in any way, shape, or form. And so now now there's fans moaning because it's what? Because it's not Brexit ball? Because it's not, you know, lock your foot up and you know, head it down and then score. I just don't get it, mate. It's annoying.
Yeah, I get it. Right, on that note, some of us have got to go work on a Sunday morning, unfortunately. Tom, very quickly, I know it's hard to say very quickly with you, Tom, but any changes for next week? Or would you keep it the same?
Uh, keep it the same, don't change the winning team, and hopefully we get some new signings to come in to boost that squad.
You're going next week, aren't you, Tom?
I should be, yes, mate.
Righty-o. Quick score prediction. I know it's a week early, but quick score prediction.
No easy games, another 2-1 win.
2-1 win. All right, and Tom, cheers for joining us, pal. You've recovered from your holiday. Bye. I know you've had a busy week. So we'll see you later, pal. Be good.
See you in a bit, mate. Bye.
Locks, do you think any changes for next week?
I would keep it the same, but I think we'll see Cassidy, to be honest with you. I think
Rightio.
We'll
scoreline quickly, week early.
3-1.
Oh, confident boosting. That's a 2-1 and a 3-1. Locks, we shall see you later, pal. Be good.
Cheers, mate.
You're welcome, matey. Jono, you'll be doing the watch along next week, hopefully.
I'm not. I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy. Oh, okay then. Well, you can't change your time schedule for Leicester City, can you?
When is the game next week? Is it Sunday?
Saturday,
or Monday?
3 o'clock.
What?
Saturday, 3 o'clock.
No, I can't do it.
Anyway, would you make any changes for it?
I would. I'll bring in Cassidy for Dewsbury Hall. And I'm thinking same result. We'll dominate the first half. We're a bit shaky in the second half. Make a mistake, concede, but I think we'll have the quality to score too, so 2-1.
2-1, so that's a 2-2-1s and a 3-1. We'll see you next week, Jono. See you later, pal. Be good.
Yeah.
And Reedy, what are you going for? Probably a defeat, knowing you, how negative you
are. I predicted a 2-1 yesterday and I was correct, so have that. I probably would. I'd take out Ndidi and put in Cassidy how we ended. I do think we'll win. Again, you've got to look at each game week before, and you think if with Rotherham lose Sunderland, you should be beating them. So, as much as Ross says there, don't underestimate Rotherham. We're not Rotherham fans. They're not great. We've got to be beating them. Like most teams in the Championship. Sorry, I keep saying Premier League, but yeah. I'm going to go for another 2-1, but we should be binging. Should be winning easily.
Right then, pal. Well, I shall see you later. I'll see you through the week, mate. Be good.
No worries. Cheers.
See you later. Be good. Up. Right, there we go. Another good show. Finished, done and dusted. Thank you, Jono Towers, 3-1. Hope you've not got a hangover because you left a little bit weak-kneed yesterday, I would say. The legs have gone a little bit for you, but it's been great. You're turning up once again in your droves to come and watch me. It's been fantastic. So, ciao, ciao. Adios. Arrivederci. Goodbye now. Come on, you foxes.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucca Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.